every point being driven home by the slapping of a brawny hand upon the speaker's knee. When our visitor was silent, Holmes stretched out his hand and took down the letter S of his commonplace book. For once he dug in vain into that mine of varied information. "There is a Arthur H. Staunton, the rising young forger," said he. "And there was Henry Staunton, who I helped to hang, but Godfrey Staunton is a new name to me." It was our visitor's turn to look surprised. "Why, Mr. Holmes, I thought you knew things," said he. "I suppose, then, if you have never heard of Godfrey Staunton, you don't know Cyril Overton either." Holmes shook his head good-humouredly. "Great Scott!" cried the athlete. "Why, I was first reserve for England against Wales, and I've skippered the varsity all this year. But that's nothing. I didn't think there was a soul in England who didn't know Godfrey Staunton, the crack three-quarter, Cambridge, Blackheath, and five internationals. Good Lord, Mr. Holmes, where have you lived?" Holmes laughed at the young giant's naive astonishment. "You live in a different world to me, Mr. Overton, a sweeter and healthier one. My ramifications stretch out into many sections of society, but never, I am happy to say, into amateur sport, which is the best and soundest thing in England. However, your unexpected visit this morning shows me that even in the world of fresh air..."